Blog Talk Radio.
To be so broken, lost, empty, a heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening, but in your pain lies a blessing. A sweet and sour victory. So keep walking and walking, walking, though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing better.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People of God, I don't know why God put that song or wanted me to play that. That was a whole different song from what I wanted to play. Hallelujah. But when I got the question, what song to play, God dropped that song in my spirit so heavy. Hallelujah. That I had to request that song to be played. God is singing tonight. We're going to say goodbye to bitter. We're going to say enough is enough to bitter. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God says enough is enough to resentment, to anger, to malice, to deceit. We're about to say hello to better. Hallelujah. Hello to love. Hello to peace. Hello to long suffering. Hello to gentleness. Hello to goodness. And hello to faith. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but God says that it's time to take off that cloak of bitterness and put on your cloak, hallelujah, of better. Your better is here. Your help is here. Your deliverance is here. Your strength is here. You just have to believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, we gotta get rid of some bitter, I guess. Hallelujah. And time to walk in our better. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 people of God. I tell you, I'm so excited to be back on the line with you guys. My husband filled in for me last week, hallelujah, because I was, you know, had my little birthday sabbatical going on with my children, and we was just in a quiet place and just enjoying each other, hallelujah. Of course, he had to stay back and run the church and have everything, you know, in order and in place. So I tell you, I'm excited to be on the line with you guys tonight, hallelujah, to just share what God has given me, hallelujah. Before we get started, I just want to give you a little information about what we got going on MCI Blog Talk Radio. I give honor to Pastor and Apostle, hallelujah, McNeil, the ones that's the head of this station, hallelujah. People of God, look, it's time to dig into this word. It's time to receive some of this word. Look, if you're not coming on this show Monday to get out at six with Pastor McNeil, I'm telling you, Tuesday, you got Bishop Butler at 6 from UTM. I'm telling you a mighty word from God. You got yours truly, Lady T, with the weekly word workout on Wednesday. Hallelujah. Then you got Fresh Fire Fridays, hallelujah, with Pastor McNeil. And then a mighty word on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Hallelujah. People of God, you have got to tune in. You have got to get some of this word. And then I'm telling you, we have some exciting news. We got a revival that's coming up soon. Hallelujah. The week of the 23rd to the 27th. I tell you, we're going to have some fire on this line. And you do not want to miss this. Hallelujah. Do not miss this move of God. You got to stay in the flow of God. Hallelujah. And I know that God has a word for each and every person on this line. Hallelujah. If it all doesn't pertain to you, that's fine. Eat the meat and spit out the bones. But I can reassure you, hallelujah, that this word is sound and that it is rightly divided. And you could definitely chew on this word. Hallelujah. So I thank God for tonight. I thank God for having you guys here to join in with me on the line. You know, I believe that, you know, God is taking tonight in a direction where, you know, I may be doing more teaching than preaching. I don't know how the Spirit is going to lead me, because, you know, I get excited about the word. It's hard for me to kind of keep that calm spirit because, you know, I'm a runner. I would get up and run, jump, shout, because that's just how good it is to be in the presence of God. That's how good it is to be in the newness of God. That's how good it is to know, hallelujah, where you've been and where you are. Hallelujah, where you're going. Hallelujah. So sometimes when you get into God's presence and when you just start talking about God and when you just start reminiscing and boasting in God, it's kind of hard. Keep your composure. Hallelujah. So people of God, I know that this is a word you might want to get paper and pencil, you know what I'm saying, because I think God has something he just want to drop in your spirit. Just a few words he want to drop in your spirit tonight. I don't believe I'll be before you long, but I don't know. That's me. The Holy Spirit may have a whole different plan. Hallelujah. So just bear with the both of us, and for all those that have their Bibles, if you could turn with me to 2 Corinthians, I'll be in chapter 5, starting at verse 17, ending at verse 21. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, 17 through 21. And the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he have made him to be sin for us. For he have made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteous of God in him. Bow your head, people of God. Let's pray first. Spirit of the living God, God, you know this word better than I do. This word has been marinating in my spirit, and it ministered to me before it came through me. So, Father, I pray that you would allow the windows of heaven to open up, not just over me as I deliver this message, but over every person who is receiving this message. Father, it's my prayer that you would make room, that you would make space, and that you would inhabit every area of deficiency in our lives. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on this line. And as you fall, let it push away anything that doesn't look like you, so that we can become exactly who you have called us to be in this season and in every season. Father, I ask that this message hold a mirror and allow us to see not who we were, not who we are, but who you have called us to be. As for me, God, no anxieties, no fears, no nerves, just the leading of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it goes on to talk to us about old and new. Sometimes we find ourselves hard to get rid of things, or find it hard to get rid of things that's old. So I'm going to draw a topic for this passage from the first verse, which says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. As we study this title, or this passage, I want you to keep in your spirit the subject, which is the good and goodbye. I'll say that again. The subject of this passage, and something I want to keep in your spirit as we're speaking, we're going to talk about the good and goodbye. See, they're saying, therefore, if any man be in Christ, so listen, if any man, not just male, they're speaking of any person, any human being that be in Christ, that has received Christ, that has accepted Christ, that believe on Christ, that believe in Christ, he is a new creature. See, a lot of times we don't want to get rid of old things. You know, you got that old pair of shoes that look so good. They're so comfortable. You know that they're kind of beat up, maybe worn out, but they fit so well. Hallelujah. So you don't want to get rid of them because they've been there so long and you've got accustomed to them. And you know, it kind of fits your personality and who you are. You know, you may have that old car that may putt, but it gets you from A to B, and you begin to rely on that car. You begin to understand that car. You know how it takes a hammer to hit the starter to get it to start sometimes. So you're used to that. So you don't want to get rid of the old. You know how you have that old dress that looks so good on you. It fits your body perfectly and it looks so nice and it compliments you completely, but it's old. You know, I've had that dress for the last maybe 10 years and thank God that you're still able to fit the dress, but it's old. Hallelujah. See, it's a lot of times that we don't want to get rid of the old because we get comfortable in it. And we don't know what to expect from the new. See, I don't know if that new pair of shoes is going to fit my foot and be comfortable. I don't know if that new dress is going to actually make me feel pretty. I don't know if this new car is going to cost me too much. But see, if we get stuck in the old, if we get stuck in the old, we'll never be able to experience the new. See, we have to understand that and know that there's a good and goodbye. Even though we have to say bye to some things that are old and dear to us, and we don't understand or see the good that comes with the goodbye. But when we start to put things off and start to pick up new things and new ways, hallelujah, then we start to understand. And see, as Christians, we are brand new people on the inside. See, a lot of times we don't want to let the old things pass away because I like who I am. This is my character, or this is how God made me. Not so. See, when you come in Christ, when you accept Christ, when you believe Christ, when you receive Christ, Christians are brand new people on the inside. See, the Holy Spirit gives us new life. And they are not the same. We are not the same anymore. We're not reformed. We're not rehabilitated. We're not re-educated. We're recreated. Hallelujah. We're a new creature, a new creation, living in the vital union with Christ. Colossians 2 tells us, chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, it says, as ye have therefore received Christ the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. See, they're saying Christians, we have to receive Christ. When we receive Christ as Lord of our life, it's a beginning. It's the beginning of our life, if that makes sense. It's the beginning of our life with Christ. In other words, once we receive him, that's the beginning of our life. But you must continue to follow his leadership by being rooted and built up and strengthened in the faith. See, Christians, see, Christ must guide us. Hallelujah. He must guide us to where we need to be. Hallelujah. He wants to guide us. He wants to help us. He wants to do the things that we need him to do in our daily problems. And see, that's what happens when we begin to be new, when we begin to accept and put away the old things. And see, in order for him to, or for Christ to guide us, he wants to lead us. He wants to help us with our daily problems. And in order for him to do that, it's three things that we have to do. The first thing is we have to be committed in our life and submitting our will unto him. If you have a Bible, I want you to write down these verses. We're not going to go into them, but I just want you to be able to reference some of the things that I'm saying so you can go back and look at it for yourself. Hallelujah. The first thing is that, you know, we have to be committed. We have to commit our life and submitting our will unto Christ. Second thing is seeking to learn. This is how you put away the old stuff, and this is how you start putting on the new things. Second, you have to seek to learn from him, his life, his teachings. Read Colossians 3:16. And third, becoming new is recognizing the Holy Spirit's power that's in you. Acts 1:8 and Galatians 5:22. At conversation, people of God, we're not just merely turning over a new leaf. We are beginning a new life under a new master. We're beginning a new way. We're beginning a new extension. We're here because when we start to turn over and put old things away, hallelujah, see, we're giving ourselves unto God. We're leading and guiding unto his understanding. See, what happened is that for God I live and for God we die. See, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. See, we are new creatures. We are new creations. Hallelujah. We have a new walk. We have a new talk. We have a new look, a new life, a new stride, a new anointing, a new possibility. The word of God tells us, hallelujah, that we're new, a new creation, that old things are passed away. Hallelujah. So the club passed away. Partying passed away. Lying passed away. Malice passed away. Stress passed away. Depression passed away. Jealousy passed away. See, when we become, hallelujah, that new creature, it's either old things or the old way of doing have passed away. He didn't say something. He said, behold, all things I become new. See, we're no longer walking in that carnality. We're no longer walking in flesh. We're no longer walking in our own accord. We're walking in the Spirit. So when you get into Christ, hallelujah, you become born again. And some of you may ask the question, how do I become born again? That's a whole new teaching. Read about Nicodemus. Hallelujah. See, when you're born again, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You don't go back into your mother's womb. And it's amazing because I look at myself, hallelujah, such a woman of age, hallelujah. I'm not saying old woman. I don't want to use that word, but such a woman of age, hallelujah. But when I got into Christ, hallelujah, I became young and new all over again. Hallelujah. Everything about me spiritually has awakened. Hallelujah. So when we become in Christ, there's an expectation. It's things that you should see. Hallelujah. You should see things that's passing away from you. And if, you know what I'm saying? If you still see some things that they're okay, just continue to seek God. Continue to seek the faith. Continue to stay in God's face. Because if you, any man that be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, so it has to pass away. It didn't say old things might pass away. It says old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So if you're in Christ, you are going to get better. You are going to, there's some new things that's going to happen. You may still have some bumps and bruises. You may still have to climb a mountain or two. You may still have to kickbox a few things. Hallelujah. It does not mean that things are not going to happen. It does not mean that you won't have trials and tribulations. It does not mean That situation does not happen in your life when all things become new. Some of the new things that become are situations. But see, what happened is that any man that becomes in Christ, hallelujah, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. So what happens is that God started putting in new things and new things. And as that old things start passing away, you still may feel a few bumps and bruises. You may fall down, but you get back up. But you still got new things coming. Just know that everything is becoming new because it has to. Because when you give Christ your life, when you become saved, when you start to believe, when you know who he is and whose you are, hallelujah, old things has to pass away. Hallelujah, because the Bible tells us. It didn't say it might. It didn't say it could. It says old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So people of God, we need to start looking for some new things in us. We start looking for some new things about us. Hallelujah. Because when we came into Christ, hallelujah, we became a new creation. We need to learn how to see the good and goodbye. Hallelujah. All those old things that was on us. Hallelujah. It may have a little good to it to us. Hallelujah. But the goodbye is even better. Hallelujah. We have to understand that everything that's attached to us, everything that's connected to us must not be of God or must not be good, because he said, any man that be in Christ, he is a new creature. So that means that whatever we had before we came to Christ, it wasn't good. Because he said, all things are passed away. Hallelujah. So we have to learn how to see the good and goodbye. Because if he said that all things are passed away, behold, all things are new. When we come into Christ, that means that we were a mess. Hallelujah. We were ratchet. We were not even good to be in the sight of God. Hallelujah. So once we came into Christ, he made a way. All that old stuff. God said, I'm taking it off one by one, piece by piece. Don't mind it if you don't see everything dropping at one time. Hallelujah, because Rome wasn't built in a day. Hallelujah. You just keep walking in Christ. Hallelujah. You keep being in Christ. And you're going to all of a sudden see things falling up. You're going to wake up one day and realize that you have that desire no more. You're going to wake up one day and say, hey, you know, I don't do that anymore. It's just going to all just going to fall from you. But you got to keep being in Christ. You got to stay steadfast. Verse 18 says, and all things are of God. It says, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. People of God, let me tell you, God brings us back to himself. Hallelujah. All things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Reconcile means to restore, to bring back to. So what happens is that God, hallelujah, God brings us back to himself. He reconciles us by blotting out our sins. He said, and all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus. See, Jesus, let me go back. See, he did all of this through Jesus, through the blood. Hallelujah. See, God brings us back to himself. He reconciles us by blotting out our sins. Now, hear this, people of God. To blot out means to make obscure, insignificant, or inconsequential. The second definition of blot out means to wipe out or destroy. Hallelujah. It says, he's telling us that he brings us back to himself, hallelujah, by blotting out our sins, by sending his son to die on the cross and shed the blood for our sins. I mean, we have all sinned and fell short of his glory. Hallelujah. But I thank God every day for the blood, because if it was not for the blood, I don't know where I'd be. I was truly, hallelujah, I was young and foolish. I'm sorry, young and foolish, want to sin up and down my life. Hallelujah. And when I think about what Jesus did, hallelujah, it just It just soothes my soul because what happened is that God sent him. Hallelujah. So that we would have a relationship or be able to have a relationship or a direct relationship with God. Hallelujah. See, let me tell you something. Even in the Bible and the book of Hebrews, I think it's chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. It says, "For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast." In other words, people, God, if the word spoken by the angels were unwavering, if what they said was cut in stone, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape? They're saying that if we was punished the way that we should be punished for every sin that we have done, how will we escape? Hallelujah. But God said, you don't have to worry about that. Hallelujah. Because I brought you back to me. I reconciled you unto me. Hallelujah. By the blood of my son. So that's something that we should be grateful, thankful. I'm telling you, because if you think about it, people of God, I don't think that any one of us on this line was born saved. I'm almost certain that we were all born of sin and iniquity. And I'm almost certain we have had some things that we have actually gave the okay to in our lives that God would not have been pleased with. So people of God, just imagine if Jesus had not paid that price already for our sins. Just imagine if the word spoken by the angels, if it was steadfast. Hallelujah. We would not even be able to we wouldn't even be able to escape the punishment that we're due. So thank God for the blood of Jesus and making us righteous. You know, see, God brings us back to himself. He reconciles us by blotting out our sins and making us righteous. Righteous means to be in good standing. That means that, you know, he actually did all of this so that we could be in good standing with him. You know, a human person, people of God, I need you to hear me because I need you to get this in your spirit and understand that there's nothing you could have done. See, a human person is not righteous in God's eyes because of his choice of commitment or his good works or his emotions or intellect. Through faith in Christ. Therefore, Christ's righteousness became our righteousness. And all that he has becomes ours, people of God. Rather, hold up. He himself becomes ours. Hallelujah. So he says, in all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself. He's brought us back to him, people of God. He made a way for us to have a personal relationship. We don't have to, you know, of course Jesus is interceding. There is a process, but we can go straight to the throne through prayer. We don't need a middleman. We don't need a priest, rather. And that's because God reconciled us unto himself through the blood of Jesus. And not only that, he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. And he's making us righteous. He's given us this ministry to do, hallelujah, what he did. He's given us the ministry to pour out reconciliation, pour out his word, pour out reconciliation, unto others. Bring them unto him. Hallelujah. Restore them. Bring them, to a place in God. He's given us that ministry. The ministry of righteousness. Hallelujah. Verse 19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. The people of God, he stand up. We are no longer God's enemies. Hallelujah. We're not strangers, foreigners to him. When we trust in Christ, because we have been reconciled to God, we have the privilege of encouraging other people to do the same. And trust, we are those who have the ministry of reconciliation. Trust, people of God. The word tells us, hallelujah, it tells us, it says, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. He's given us the power, hallelujah, to restore, hallelujah, to do just what he did for us to do with others. We are mandated, hallelujah, to give a word of reconciliation. We are mandated to go out and restore, hallelujah, the souls and the lost people that Christ has out there and assigned to us. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he has given us the ministry of reconciliation, but we can't do anything, hallelujah, if we're still living in the old, if we haven't said goodbye, hallelujah, to the things that have caused us to be in bondage, the things that have caused us not to be able to reconciliate to other people, to restore others, to bring them back unto Christ. Hallelujah. We can't do anything, hallelujah, until we ourselves, hallelujah, all things have become new within us. Until we ourselves, because he said in his word that, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We are mandated to go out, to give the word of God, to do what we're doing right now on this line, to restore people, hallelujah, to bring them back, hallelujah, to their first love, to bring them back unto Christ, to bring them back unto God. Hallelujah. We have the power, hallelujah, and the Holy Spirit within us will give us the words to say to people to help to restore them. People of God, time out for tearing down. We're so busy talking about each other. We're so busy backbiting and so busy worried about who has this and who has that, or whose anointing is the highest. We're so worried about these things that are not of God that we can't even begin to put ourselves in a position to be used by God, to do what God has called us to do. He has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We have the restoration inside of us. We have the word inside of us that can restore a person, that can bring someone back to Christ the way God brought us back to him. We have reconciliation. We are mandated. It's a part of who we are. It's a part of what we do. Hallelujah. We got to stop walking in what we don't know and start walking in what we do know. We have to learn how to see the good and goodbye. We have to learn how to see that the old things are passed away, goodbye, that the new things, hallelujah, behold. We have to understand that in order for us to do the things that God has for us to do, he said any man that is in Christ is a new creature. Old things have passed away. So what are we holding on to? Hallelujah. Because if you're in Christ, it has to pass away. Because behold, all things become new. We're no longer walking in this carnality. Everything that we do is now spiritual. Why can't we see the good and goodbye? Hallelujah. The new things are so much better than the old. Hallelujah. I tell you, people, God has commanded us to do some things. He's mandated some things to us in his word, and we need to walk in them. We need to do what thus said the Lord. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. I don't care if you pull up to a McDonald's driveway. My husband used to do it all the time. I tell you, I said, Philip, so embarrassed. We will pull up to a McDonald's driveway. The first thing I say, you know Jesus? Are you saved? Hallelujah, and pull out a crowd. I don't care. We can be wherever. Hallelujah. He's using the ministry of reconciliation. He's speaking to people, restoring, and that's who we have to be as Christians. Hallelujah. Reconciliation means to restore, to bring back. So he's given us the ministry to restore. Ah, wow, boy, that's a powerful, powerful ministry. He didn't say it's only for this person or that person. He said that any man that be in Christ, any man, so that's you, you, me, any man. Hallelujah. We have a job to do, people of God. It's reconciliation time. Hallelujah. And the only way that we can even walk in that ministry, we have to learn how to see the good and goodbye. Hallelujah. We can't hold on to this old stuff. We have to let the new pour in. We have to let the new take place. We have to let the new saturate. We have to let the new lead and guide us. Hallelujah. It's reconciliation time, people of God. It's time to start restoring. Hallelujah. I tell you, we've been tearing down. That's why so many Christians are bitter. That's why so many Christians are angry. That's why so much church hurt. Hallelujah. Because we are so quick to condemn somebody to hell before we'll even put them in heaven. People of God, no. No more tearing down. It's time to reconcile. It's time to restore. It's time to bring back. Hallelujah. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. That tells me the minister of restoration. I have the minister of restoration inside of me. Hallelujah. We're restoring some things right now. We're reconciling some things right now. Hallelujah. Marriage is reconciled. Health reconciled. Hallelujah. Energy restored. Hallelujah. Faith reconciled. Hallelujah. Ministry reconciled. We're restoring some things. Body reconciled. Mind reconciled. Heart reconciled. Hallelujah. It's time to restore some things. Hallelujah. We're just letting the devil trample all over us and trample all over our people. Hallelujah. Instead of pulling them out and restoring them, the Bible tells us, hallelujah, that we can't hate the person. We just need to hate the garment. Hallelujah. But we got to get out of our church atmosphere, our church hat, and we need to get that relationship with God where we got the power to step in and reconcile. We got the power to step in and restore. We got the power to step in and bring back. We got the power to pull out. Pull out that fire. Considering ourselves in the process. So people of God, it's some reconciliation time. Hallelujah. Verse 20 tells us, it says, now then, we are ambassadors, hallelujah, of Christ or for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Hallelujah. People of God, an ambassador is an official representative on behalf of one country to another. As believers, we are Christ's ambassadors, sent with his message of reconciliation to the world. Hallelujah. As ambassadors of reconciliation has an important responsibility. We have an important responsibility to people. We are mandated. We dare not take this responsibility lightly. We walking around here like we have nothing to do for God. We walking around here like, okay, we saved and that's it. No, it just got started when you got saved. It just began when you got saved. The old things just started passing away when you got saved. The new things just started coming on. Reconciliation time. You can't get saved and get lazy. It's time to work. We dare not take this responsibility lightly, people. How well are you fulfilling your commission as Christ's ambassador? Hallelujah. Are you going to place talking about the gospel? Are you going person to person, led by the Spirit, preaching the ministry? Are you restoring? Are you reconciling? Or are you just sitting back and saying, and I know the Bible says, work out thy own salvation with fear and trembling. But see, we talk about when you pass that step. We talking about when you walking in God's house to the point that all the old things have passed away. Behold, you being filled with some new stuff. You being filled with some new word. You being filled with a new anointing. You being filled with a new message. You being filled with a new healing. You being filled with new things that's going to cause you to be powerful enough to walk in the ministry of reconciliation. If God said that we're ambassadors, hallelujah, representatives of him, how these are his words. It says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. We have a job. We are appointed to do a service for Christ. Hallelujah. Later for let's just sitting back and putting our feet up, and just because we're saved, we're okay. We go to church on Sundays and we're okay. We hear a word every now and then, we're okay. No, later for that, God is saying, get up. See the good and the goodbye. Don't let the things that was passed away be in vain. Everything is new. Time to walk in the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. When the old things were passed away and all things became new, there was this expectation. Hallelujah. He put a ministry in there. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation. He gave us the ministry of restoration. Hallelujah. So we have to understand that we're ambassadors. We're Christ's ambassadors. We have a job to do. If you go to your 9-to-5, and you expect it to give a service or a presentation or a productivity, I'm sorry, within a certain time, or you expect it to do a certain thing on your job, you do it. Hallelujah. Because that's your job. People of God, being a servant of God, that's our job. Restoring, that's our job. Bringing back, that's our job. Hallelujah. Our job is not to tear down and be self-righteous or to have an expectation of people. No, we just need to give them the word of God. He's given us that ministry. And that word, the utterance from the Holy Spirit, would reconcile whomever God has sent to you. That word is a sign for whoever God has sent to you to be restored or sent you to. Reconciliation. That's why it's so important to follow the Holy Spirit and understand, people of God, that we have a mandate. Hallelujah. It's time to see the good and goodbye. Stop holding on to those things that it's hard to say bye to. Stop holding on to those things that is no good for you but good to you. Hallelujah. It's time to see the good and goodbye. See, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. If you're holding on some of the goodbyes that you should have been let go, hallelujah, you're going to stumble. You're gonna trip. You're not going to get to where you need to be. Hallelujah. You can try that ministry of reconciliation all day long, but it may not work, hallelujah, because you may not be led by the Spirit of God. Because you're still holding on to some things. Hallelujah. He said when a man is in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation. Hallelujah. Verse 21 goes on to say, for he hath made him to be sin. Ooh. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made righteous of God in him. Wow, okay. Thank you, God. People of God, when we trust in Christ, hallelujah, we make an exchange. Our sins for his righteousness. Our sins was poured unto Christ at his crucifixion. His righteousness poured into us at our conversion. This is what Christians mean by Christ's atonement for sin. See, in the world, bartering works only when two people exchange good of relatively equal value. So only when two people got something of the same value, pretty much, you know, then we can bother. We can make a change. Hallelujah. But God offers to trade his righteousness for our sin. People of God, hear me. He offers to trade his righteousness for our sin. Something of immeasurable worth for something that's completely worthless. How grateful should we be kindness to us? Hallelujah. He died on the cross and he took on our sin. And I'm not talking about my sin. I'm not talking about your sin. I'm talking about the sin of the world. He bared the sin of the world. So could you imagine, hallelujah, I know that we've all been in a situation where we've been in sin and it's so heavy on us and it's just so heavy, just too heavy for you to even carry. So could you imagine the sin of the entire world on this one individual? But he said, that's okay, I got y'all. He said, I got this. He said, Satan ain't going to win this one. He said, because I'm going to do this for you guys. He said, because this is the way I'm going to get you back to my Father. This is the way I'm going to get you in right standing. Holly, I'm going to take this on. I'm going to do what I have to do for you. Hallelujah. I tell you, God said, he said, I can see the good and goodbye to this world. Hallelujah. He said that you got to understand that there's some good in the things that you have to say goodbye to. If you want to do what God has for you, if you want to move in a way that he wants or he needs you to move, you have to understand the good and goodbye. Hallelujah. We have to understand that he gave up something that was so much more valuable than we could possibly ever give up in exchange for something that meant nothing. See, well, we have to understand that what he gave up, hallelujah, he gave up his life. Hallelujah. So that could have been something that might have been a little hard to say goodbye to. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. So we have to understand that there's a good in goodbye. You have to understand that the things that you say bye to, it may not seem good right now. Hallelujah. But when you put the two together and you say goodbye, it works out for your good. Hallelujah. We have to understand that God has a purpose. We've been mandated to do some things. We've been mandated to move a certain way. We've been mandated in a ministry. Hallelujah. It's time to restore. It's time to bring back. It's time to pick up. It's time to grab hold. Hallelujah. Of the ministry of reconciliation, people of God. God wants us to understand who we are. More importantly, whose we are. And what he's done for us. We don't understand the position that we're in. We don't understand the charge that we have on our life. We understand what we're supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. He gave up everything so that we can have anything. Hallelujah. People of God, when we came into Christ, all things were passed away. All that old stuff was passed away. Behold, all things became new. I'm not about to tell you anything. Hallelujah. You're in Christ. Hallelujah. You may be having a little time getting off of trust God. Let me tell you something, people of God. If you keep coming to God, you've given yourself over. I'll tell you, old things are passed away. Didn't say how long it takes to pass away. He just said it's passed away. But I can guarantee you still got some old stuff that's hanging on to you, that's trying to keep on your coattail, that's trying to keep you down. All you got to do is keep coming to God and keep coming to God. Don't let that thing set you down. Don't let that thing put you down. Just keep coming to God, because I guarantee you that God would win and you would end up seeing the good and goodbye. People of God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for tuning in today. Hallelujah. I thank you for allowing me to minister this word with you. I thank you just for being faithful and just join us here. Old things are passed away. I didn't say from old things. It says old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. People of God, it's time to walk in your newness. It's time to say, see the good and the goodbye to the things that were there that we're holding on to, thinking that it's too hard to let go or too complex to get rid of. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. We were built to get rid of things. When we step into Christ, hallelujah. When we accepted Christ, hallelujah, we became new. We were built to be able to let things off. But you got to believe and you got to want to. So people of God, I just thank you. And I see God loosening some things. He opening up some doors. Hallelujah. I see you walking into your newness with Christ. I see you letting some things go that's holding you back from the ministry that God has for you. I see God moving mightily in your life, because I see people are believing. They're beginning to understand who they are. They begin to understand what they should do. They begin to understand they have to be committed in order. When things start to come onto your news, because you have committed yourself unto him, you're seeking to find out who he is by reading his word. Hallelujah. You're walking in the light and not the darkness. Hallelujah. And as you continue to do these things, people, you'll see more and more newness. With my song staff, and my hands look new, my feet look new, everything looks new. I can't think of the words of it, but that's what it is. But in order to see new, the old has to go. People of God, it's time to see the good and goodbye. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for coming on this line today and just sitting with us, Father God. I thank you for the word and the teaching, Father God. I pray that it reached your people. I pray that everything that came up from my mouth was the Spirit of God and it just fed somebody. Father God, I thank you for your presence on this line. I thank you for the healing that you put through this line right now. And everybody who's listening, hallelujah, healing is coming right now in your minds, in your hearts, in your souls, in your spirit, in your family. Hallelujah. God, to the battle is not yours. It's his. All you have to do is set yourself. Hallelujah. He says, set yourself and he will show you. See the salvation of the Lord. Father God, we thank you right now for being who you are. We thank you for allowing us to take off that cloak of bitterness, for giving us the spirit to put on the cloak of better. Father, I thank you so much for blessing each and every person. Hallelujah. You said if we delight ourselves in you, you'll give us the desires of our hearts. Father God, we come on here every Wednesday to delight ourselves in you. Lord, I ask that you answer some hearts today. Hallelujah. Let them see that you are God. And besides you, there is no other. Lord, and in all that we do, we'll be also careful to give you all the honor, praise, and all the glory in Jesus' holy name. Amen. People of God, I need you to remember, if you have any questions in particular that you want to talk about or want to hear, send an email to www.ladyt@gmail.com. And if you want to bless the ministry, you feel like sowing a seed, you feel like you want to be blessed, hallelujah, sow a seed. Cash App, $ Thelma, T-H-E-L-M-A, Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E. People of God, it has been a pleasure. I thank God for you, you and you. God bless you. And remember, there's always a good and goodbye.